Please be seated. Welcome to St. James Westminster on another toasty Sunday morning. As Steve makes his way to the microphone, I want to share with you that throughout the winter, people told me how warm it got in here. I thought they must have been exaggerating. I was clearly wrong. If you need to move around during the service to get closer to a fan, please feel free to do so.
And of course, the blue seats are not restricted for choir members only, so feel free to come enjoy. Oh, there's Libby there. They're much more comfortable than the pews. We have a very special event after the service today. Alexander and Eliza are going on their second tour for the summer, and they're going to Switzerland to play a few concerts, and they're going to offer to play their program for us after the service today. I asked them if they were okay with the heat, and they said in Switzerland there isn't much air conditioning, so it'll be exactly the environment that they'll be playing in over the summer in Europe. So you're invited to stay for the recital. It'll start at about 11:15, and it'll go for about 40 minutes afterwards here in the church. And it's good to be back. Paul and I were in Newfoundland with the Celtic Choir and had a very successful tour, so it's nice to be back with you this morning. Thanks.
Thank you, and it is wonderful to have you back. My only other announcement is that the Wesley Knox summer camp that some of the St. James Camino kids are going to attend this summer begins on July 28th. We still have a list of items that if you can pick some up during your regular grocery shop and bring them over, that would be a blessing to us. We're also able to take donations that we can then use to purchase items. So I have my list with me this morning if you'd like to know what the camp is looking for. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Commands the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthy magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray. Healing God, like your prophet Elisha and the 70 disciples, make us agents of your transforming power and heralds of your reign of justice and peace, so that all may know the wholeness you bring through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his Lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance to Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, wash and be clean? So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not let my enemies triumph over me.
O Lord, my God, I cry to you, and you restored me to health.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored my life as I was going down to the grave.
Sing to the Lord, you servants of God. Give thanks for the remembrance of the holiness of God.
For the wrath of God endures but the twinkling of an eye. The divine favor for a lifetime.
Weeping may stand the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Lord, with your favor, you made me as strong as the mountains. Then you hid your face, and I was filled with fear.
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my wailing into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing.
Be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborers deserve to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, "The kingdom of God has come near to you." But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, "Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you." Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. You know, I genuinely feel for Naaman. This is one of those passages that many of us have heard over and over through the years. And so its takeaway message feels really obvious. There are people and places and materials in this world that God has made holy. And those things that God has made holy often, if not always, break some kind of worldly expectation or rule. And so we should assume that. And since this message can often feel clear, I wonder if sometimes we assume that it must have been equally obvious to those in the story at the time. If Naaman should have known better on that day, and his lack of understanding must be attributed to something worse, something extra going wrong. But I'm not sure that's true. Elisha is a prophet in Israel. Naaman, the commander of a great, threatening army. There is no separation of church and state in these days, so this is not just a meeting between a man in need and a spiritual leader. Elisha's role as prophet makes him, in a very real sense, a representative of the people of Israel. So when Naaman turns up with his entourage and his riches, Elisha is supposed to engage in that diplomatic dance. That's what anyone would have expected. But of course, Elisha doesn't play that game. And so perhaps we don't always notice that it may not be that Naaman's expectations are wrong, that he isn't particularly vain or proud. Perhaps he is acting the way anyone in his position might, and that his expectations are normal for his time and place. And it's just that the God of Israel and those who are faithful to God don't seem to care very much for what others feel is normal. Instead, they are guided by what is right and just. We revisit the same idea when it comes to Elisha's instructions that Naaman wash in the Jordan 7 times. Sure, maybe the rivers of Abana and Pharpar in Damascus were nicer. Maybe they were cleaner. Maybe they had fewer hippos. But that's not actually the point, is it? The Jordan River is the place. It still has great significance for God's people today. And so, it is there, in the Jordan, that Naaman will find healing. Not because it is nice, or clean, or safe, but because it is the place that God has chosen. In the end, Naaman's servants convince him. They remind him that he could have been tasked with something very challenging to earn his healing. So Naaman agrees, and he is healed. And our reading ends before the end of the story, because Naaman is not just healed in body. Naaman is healed in spirit as well. And he comes to believe that this God of Israel is in fact the only God, and he vows to worship God only from now on. So all of this has me wondering this morning, what parts of our lives today blind us in similar ways to God's healing? What practices, what beliefs, what parts of life feel obvious and normal and just the way things are, when they are in fact getting in the way of the kingdom of God? And I wonder what wisdom we have from God through Scripture and in the voices of our neighbors and our friends that we ignore or dismiss as naive or idealistic, when they are in fact speaking the words we desperately need to hear. I think I can name a few of these things in my own life. You may be able to name others, but I'm sure that none of us knows them all. What I do know is that when we are able to hear God's voice, when we are able to see what God has set before us, that is where healing lies. That's where God moves, offering us new life. That's where the kingdom of God does come near, and the world comes to rights, even if just for a short time. Let us pray that this week, when someone speaks to us as Elisha and the servants spoke to Naaman, that we will be able to hear their wisdom and so experience the healing that God has for us. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered and was crucified, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand.
Please assume a posture of prayer.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Lord, you bid us proclaim peace and announce your kingdom. Strengthen your church for this ministry in your name. Send laborers with the necessary gifts to gather people to worship and grow in your grace. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Lord, you invite your followers to sit light to material possessions. Turn us from perpetual grasping for wealth and status. Give to all who guide the state wisdom to shape the common good after your justice. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Lord, you declared that workers deserve fair pay for their labors. May all find an outlet for their gifts and contribute to the well-being of society. Give courage to all who strive for fair conditions of employment. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Lord, you sent out disciples to cure the sick. Bind up our wounds of body and of mind. Give hope in suffering and bring us all to rejoice in your rich bounty. And we think today especially of Gavin, Catherine, Sherry, Tom, Scott, Don and Nancy, Dave and Anna, Sylvia and Pam, Jim and Marg, Brian, and please pray for the people of Texas who are going through very difficult times right now. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Lord, your love extends beyond length of days. So remember before you today all who have died, especially Loxley Green. Reach into the depths of our sorrow and raise us to the brightness of your new day. Restore life where it has been lost and bring us to the joy of your eternal kingdom. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
God of heaven and earth, receive our sacrifice of praise and strengthen us for the perfect freedom of your service through our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. O God, may we who have shared in holy things never fail to serve you in your world, and so come to the fullness of joy in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and those you love and those you struggle with, now and always.
Jesus restores.
My dear friends in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.